I'm going to get it back inside the white lines. There's some NFL teams talking to me now. We'll see about those things. And I've been helping Dwayne The Rock Johnson do the last 2 years with the XFL and now the merging of the UFL to help those kids. It's a minor league. Professional football is the only professional sport in the world that doesn't have a minor league. And back when I was a head coach of the Bills and the head coach at other places too, is that, you know, I used to sign guys out of NFL Europe, World League, give them a chance to stay going. So it's time to get back into it. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to pick the right place to go do it. And you know, we've been having a lot of communication, and I have a lot of communication still with Roger Goodell about a lot of different things that's going on, to how do we improve the league in lots of different ways.
If we were having a name dropping competition, who could go toe to toe with Greg Williams and actually stand a chance? When it comes to name dropping, this man is like Tyson in his prime. No, not Tyson biting Holyfield's ear off. About where Tyson was dropping dudes like 30 seconds into a fight before Tyson got dropped 30 seconds into a fight. I'm very happy to hear Greg Williams wants to get back into football. We like that. You know, there is, because this happened with Wade Phillips, completely different personality, but where Wade Phillips got to be like 71 and teams just stopped calling. And it was right around the time that Sean McVay went with Brandon Staley as the defensive coordinator. People thought, the game had passed Wade Phillips by, which I think is the most asinine thing in the world. A legitimate question is if Greg Williams has any place in the Ivy League version of the NFL that exists now. And I'm not saying that because I think he doesn't. I think Greg was so much fun in Cleveland. I might make a joke about his name dropping there. And it's good to hear he's still in communication with Roger Goodell and The Rock. I think those are, when I think of the 6 degrees of Greg Williams, I'm like, how quickly can we get from The Rock to Roger Goodell? And I'm like, well, it's already done. We don't have to go like, The Rock, he played at Miami with Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp, played for Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy has met Roger Goodell. Bam. There's the 6 degrees. No. They're probably all in a text thread together. So I'm not saying, to get back to my original point, I think people like Greg should have a place in the NFL. He's clearly very passionate. And we can make whatever comments we want about his ability to be verbose and name drop and all that. I honestly kind of, I don't know if I agree with him that he and Baker together were going to win a Super Bowl together. But one of the what ifs in terms of stability with this team is what if John Dorsey had not been too proud and looking for someone to control and just hired Greg Williams in 2019? Now, you could also spin that as, what if Greg Williams maybe hadn't gone into his interview for the Browns head coaching job like Rambo? That might be another one. But my point about Greg being in this environment, I think we've seen it happen. And I honestly kind of said the other day, I miss old baseball guys. Like, we finally got to the point where, who's the old baseball guy running an organization? It's like Mike Rizzo. Mike Rizzo still came up in the Red Sox organization at a time where they were in embracing Bill James in analytics. So, like, that's the most old school baseball guy I can think. Maybe Jerry DePoto, but Jerry, because Jerry was a pitcher in the mid 90s. There's some analytical leanings there. Like, even the least analytical organizations in baseball are probably more analytical than the most analytical organization 30 years ago in baseball. I kind of feel like we're going that way in the NFL. And Greg's reputation, I think, tends to boomerang back on him because Greg speaks as only Greg can. So this is another way of saying, I hope he's right. I do hope that there's some... I think football is better with Greg Williams in it. I do. Dude's funny as hell. Sometimes it's not intentionally. If you've ever been to a practice in which Greg Williams was coaching, you know, because you heard it. If you were in Cleveland, you heard Greg Williams from about two blocks away in Berea. And that's fun. That kind of energy and passion is the real deal. But who the hell is going to hire that guy? Because here's the thing. Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel can turn it off and turn it on. The football guy thing, right? We had reports that owners were intimidated by the presence of Mike Vrabel. And that's a guy who knows he's doing it and knows when he's got to take like 50% off the top of football guyness. I don't think there's any adaptation for Greg. He's just Greg Williams. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. Because I'm not rooting against him. He can be a cartoonish character. I mean, no disrespect to Greg. I think the fact that he and his son do a podcast together, I think it's so much fun. I think it's awesome. And yet I'm wondering, what organization will look at Greg and be willing to look past everything that comes with him? Probably my favorite moment ever at the Combine, though, was the year Daryl and I went to the Combine. Well, we didn't go together, but where we met up. And one night we happened to be in the same bar as the defensive coaching staff. There are some stories to be told of that night, none of which I can tell you. But Greg Williams is even funnier when he's just being Greg Williams and you've had a few drinks in him. That's what I was. I guarantee you, Greg does not remember me being there, but Daryl and I have talked about that night quite a few times. For a lot of things that have nothing to do with Daryl, for a lot of things that have nothing to do with Greg Williams, just a wild night. That's all we're going to say. 216-474-9992. Do you guys buy into what Greg Williams is selling? Because if we take the Greg Williams part out of this, I still have not written off the idea. I know it seems like the Browns did. It seems like the Browns thought they could not win a Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield. I look at it like I think for Baker to win a Super Bowl, there's going to have to be a certain kind of team around him. And it's going to be a team that has a strong-ass defense. It's going to have to be a team that plays a certain kind of offense that is more traditional to what you and I think of as Browns offense. Some might call it Marty ball. But one of the things that never really sat right with me was when the Browns moved on from Baker under the guise, we can't win a Super Bowl with him. Do I think it's easier to win a Super Bowl with the talent level of Deshaun Watson? Yes. You got to like run the offense that supports him. I don't know, radical theory. I don't know if that shows up in analytics or not. But you do have I don't think there's any quarterback not named Mahomes that you can just roll the ball out there and they make that decision. I think it is easier to win with Deshaun Watson at that level than it is Baker. But I don't know that I've given up on Jared Goff winning a Super Bowl. Jared and Baker are different personalities. But Jared was two passes away from winning the Super Bowl. And literally two passes because it was a 7-point game and it was the most boring Super Bowl ever.